It's the 11th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedford-based cancer charity started in 2022 will remain the legacy of its now deceased founder. Darina Gray was diagnosed with terminal breast cancer 2 months after giving birth to the couple's second child. She later died in April of 2023. The 31-year-old Darina immediately began work on the charity Gray to Sunday, which Johnny, her husband, said was something to keep her busy during treatment. The charity focuses on providing those challenged by cancer with quality time to spend with friends and family. They have so far raised over £25,000, which has been used to support 300 families. Their next fundraiser will be at Pavenham for a golf day on the 13th of September. A man, driving drunk, was stopped near Houghton Regis and arrested by Bedfordshire Police's Road Policing Unit after witnessing Sir Lewis Hamilton's win at the Silverstone Grand Prix. Police joked that the man was trying to imitate what he'd just seen earlier on the racetrack. The De Paris Group, one of the largest regional general practitioners, has now relocated to its new home at the Enhanced Service Centre on Bedford's Kimbolton Road. A practice currently located on Pemberley Avenue and two surgeries on Goldington Road are also due to relocate to the same location in November. The new address will be a boost for medical access in North Bedfordshire. Permission 2 and Desiree Bashi have received National Lottery Heritage Horizons funding from the University of Bedfordshire's Culture and Community Engagement Team. The two Bedford-based organisations are working on projects which express and maintain the unique stories related to Bedford's heritage. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.